Yo, this your boy Alvin G, and this is Made for Famous TV.
Made Famous TV.
What's up? What's up? It's your girl Shamika, and you're now tuned into Made Famous TV. And right now, I'm sitting down with Hattiesburg's own Alvin G. What's going on with you?
Not much. How you doing?
Pretty good, hanging in there. So you're from Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
I am. Hey. I wasn't born there, but I was raised there.
Where were you born?
I was born in Hampton, Virginia. So DMV area. I got some roots there. I'm spread out a little bit.
Okay. At what age did you move to Hattiesburg?
I moved to Hattiesburg maybe around like second grade. So whatever age that is, probably about, you know, six, seven, eight, something like that.
Okay. I asked because just listening to your music, you definitely have a different sound. Like it sounds, well, maybe it doesn't sound like it's music that comes from the DMV area, but I wouldn't have heard your music and automatically assumed that you were from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. It actually seems like it's kind of influenced heavily by the Texas sound a little bit, but it still has that J. Cole type of sound, that North Carolina type of sound too. So how did you develop that sound?
I don't know. I guess it just happened naturally as a maturation of my artistry. You know, I listened to a lot of conscious rappers. I came up listening to, you know, people who I listen to everything, but what really get me is things that touch me here. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So people who rap with conviction, like DMX.
Okay.
He's like one of my top five all time. He might not say the tightest things, but when he say something, you felt with his, you can feel his, you know what I'm saying, through his music. Same way with Tupac. Tupac right. might have been the hottest bars out, but when he spoke, you felt him. So that's what I guess listening to people like that coming up and, you know, coming into my own self, it really, you know, matured me into, you know,
gotcha.
Flowing how I flow, I guess.
Gotcha. So you say you will put DMX on that top, are we saying top five or top 10 list? Or?
He on my personal top five.
Okay.
DMX really on my personally, he really like top three to me. You know?
Right.
And I really want to give him my top, he too, really, two on my list. Only person I get above him is Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne, now that caught me off guard when you said, okay.
I've been listening to Wayne since, when I was young, Wayne was bubbling, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, DMX was somebody I had to go back and, you know, listen to. But Wayne, we grew together, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, when I first got into listening to music on my own, for real, Wayne was it. And Wayne, as far as content, he or, you know, a conviction, he might not get as deep as some people or, you know, as DMX or, you know, Tupac and Kevin Gates and people that like speak to you for real and really just touch you. But Wayne, he does a lot of bars, metaphors, flips, double right. entendres. He does that a whole lot of that. Wayne to say something, it might take you 3 years to understand. He meant three different things by saying this, you know what I'm saying? And I was amazed by that. So, yeah, that's why Wayne then, you know, Wayne just got it. He got the full package. He got some stuff where it's content based, you know what I mean? But a lot of it is just, you know, bars, cool stuff. So, you know, but yeah, Wayne, my number one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I'm so happy to hear you say DMX because I feel like DMX gets overlooked for his contribution to hip hop. When I heard you say that, I was like, oh, okay. And then Wayne is dope too, but I guess when I heard you say the Tupacs and DMX, I don't know. I just assumed he was gonna say like Biggie or Jay-Z was like number one, I guess.
No, I really ain't start liking Jay-Z I like Jay-Z. Let me like I told you, I was in Virginia coming up. So when I was young, that's all my cousins and my brothers would play. I heard a lot of DMX, that Annie of all the old DMX. I heard a lot of Jay-Z. That's my brother's favorite rapper. And, you know, all the stuff that was up north, and even though technically that's not north, but a southern is called that north up there. But I heard a lot of that. So I came up on that. I like Jay-Z. I always liked Jay-Z and respected him as an artist. But I didn't really just become a fan of Jay-Z until he dropped recently 444, that album.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's the album that touched me. Like, I always liked his Big Pimpin, Annie, but I really just wasn't a fan yet. But when he dropped 444, it took that long for me to say, all right, now I'm rocking with him. Because I kind of liked it, like his maturation, you know?
Right.
As in, just like you were saying, like I was saying, I like somebody who's touching me. You got to touch me here for me to, you know, just to become locked in with you. Jay-Z never hit me back then. I wasn't old enough to kind of, you know, because Jay-Z always, if you go back, he always kind of talked that talk. But nowadays, it's like, no, here, he's really talking that talk and he's out loud with it. Back then, it was kind of sprinkle some and there, you know, and it was just mostly cool stuff. And I wouldn't really just, you know, he wasn't it for me yet. But I did respect him as an artist. But when he dropped 444 and he put all that in there, I said, man, this is now, not yeah, now I'm locked in.
So, how did you feel about? Have you heard the new Jay-Z and Nipsey Hussle record? What it feels like?
I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. Like I said, he giving it to us again. You know what I'm saying? then he giving you, he's so swagged out with it. You know what I mean? Like he giving you the bars, he giving you some black, you know, potent feel. You know, it's the conscious Jay-Z now. I want to say it's like, yeah, like he giving you that. He hit you with the 40 on my left. I feel like 40, like he giving you all that. So it's like he's so mature with it now. He's saying it so better. It's like wine. That's what I get, Jay-Z. He wine. If we want to look at it, he is like the best rapper of all living right now because he done been through every stage in hip hop. Still going. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's still going. And he done changed a whole lot himself. He used to get it. Now he walking you down on the track.
Oh yeah. Well, Jay-Z, Wayne, all them, they done already had their success. So we gonna focus on Alvin G right now. Yeah. So how long you been rapping for or been into music?
I've been in the music since about sixth grade, far as writing rhymes, you know, being very interested. I've only been seriously pursuing music for like the past 5 years. Since I moved to Atlanta. So I've been in Atlanta since, I think, 2014. That's when I've been seriously, you know, pursuing the dream and everything. So
You moved to Atlanta to pursue music?
Pretty much. I felt like a lot of people, you know, you got to get out of your home city. You know what I mean? Which you don't have to, but I felt like I needed to rebrand because everybody at home, they kind of know me for knowing me. You know what I'm saying? They know me as Alvin, kid down the street, crazy clown, whoop de whoop. They don't know me, you know, and that kind of breaks you from giving your talents out. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people probably do a lot of stuff back home. And, you know, somebody might sing, somebody probably can tap dance, but we don't want to see that, bro. We knowing you from, you know, going to do what we normally do. So it takes that some time to break out your shell, you know, and really let people see who you really are. So that's one thing that moving. And it's like back home, I love where I'm from, but it was like, it's kind of slow and it keeps you boxed in, you know. People will get to, we can't do none of that down here. You got it. So it's like I just had to go get out of that mindset, get a different outlook.
Gotcha.
Try somewhere else and reintroduce myself to people here, to the world. You know, and come back home. I do it all over again.
How has it been pushing your music in Atlanta?
It's been steady. I say that it's been steady. I think nowadays it's more so you can push your music anywhere because of the internet. We in the
Right.
internet now. So you more so ain't gotta really just, you know. But I like to be on hands and feet, touch people, talk to people, you know. I make cards. I got cards that I go hand out to people. They scan it with a little QR code and go straight to my music because I like having conversations with people, you know. So, but it's been steady. I get more plays, you know. I notice my growth. I say that I notice my growth from here and there. When I first got here, I was doing a lot of open mics, you know what I mean? Meeting people, networking, and that's really what it's all about, networking. You gotta network a lot, get in touch with these engineers, different artists, you know, different studios. But you gotta go heavy on the internet right now, so
Oh yeah, 'cause we're in the middle of a pandemic. Now I know
yeah.
some folks
And that's making
still
it
going
worse.
outside to play.
Yeah, especially
Yeah, yeah.
here.
So, but has the pandemic changed the way you've been pushing your music?
Honestly, no. Because I've never, the type of music I make for the majority of my music is for people who like to listen to music. You know what I mean? So I ain't in the club. My music ain't playing. I got a few songs I can go in the club, but if you're looking for me, I ain't gonna be in the club. I've never been a, you know, a clubber for real, so that ain't what I'd be on. So I'd be having to find other ways, like I said, mainly the internet or just, you know, randomly getting to know somebody outside of, you know, places where you wouldn't normally get your music at, you know? So that's
How
what
did
I'd be
you,
on.
so how did you know, at what moment did you know, because you said you had been doing music for a while, but you didn't start taking it seriously till later on. Like, at what moment or what was it inside you that knew that this was what you really wanted to do? Like, this is the passion.
It's always been my passion, music and acting for one. But what really just sparked that music up right before I moved here, I was working and I went to the studio for the first time. And I kept going back, recorded some songs, uploaded to SoundCloud, let my closest friends hear it. They liked the sound, boom. Two of my good friends. I got a friend from Hattiesburg. His name Deezy. He was rapping. He rapped too. So, but he had been doing this thing, you know, videos, everything. But I did a song with him. I did a song with him, and everybody was well receptive of what I did on it. And they kind of upped me like, oh man, you know. And a couple of my friends were like, man, you would probably make it if you know, yeah. So I started going back to the studio, making my own song, uploaded to SoundCloud, and I had one of my friends from Baton Rouge. I used to live there too. She just went crazy. Shout out Kayleen, man. She started liking all my stuff. She was, you know, promoing heavy for real. Like, so now I'm like, okay, if she like it, I know it's another million of hers out here that, you know, that can mess with what I'm doing. And so that's what sparked it, and that's what kept it going till now.
Gotcha. So I'm hearing you lived in Hampton, Virginia, you said?
Yeah, I lived in Hampton, Virginia. All parts of Virginia, Richmond, Norfolk, you know what I mean? A lot of them places. DC at one point. I lived in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, man, you trying to you
Lived
been following me because I lived in Norfolk
in
and Jacksonville.
Yeah, Destin, Florida. I done lived in Hattiesburg. I done lived in Jackson on the coast. I lived in Baton Rouge. You know what I mean? I stayed there for a good 2 years. Did a little school there. And man, that's about it. That's about it. I might stay in Alabama a little minute, but not too long.
That's about it. That's you done did more traveling than most folks gonna do in a lifetime. What prompted to travel? Are we a military kid or?
Early on, I was a military kid. My daddy was in the I think that's how I became from Virginia. My daddy was in the Navy, and that's where he met my mom up there in Virginia. But other than that, no, it was just like everywhere I move, I got a new stepmom. You feel? But
Oh, daddy had it like that.
yeah,
Oh, I
But
feel you.
nah, it's just life circumstances kept moving it, so that was it.
I got you. I got you. So I was checking out a record you have on YouTube called, is it New GK or something like that?
It's called,
And
yeah, it's called Hattiesburg to Houston.
okay.
New GK was the kind of group formed between me and my boy Cody, or Aaron Watson and North Oakland.
Okay.
And yeah, so it's kind of, that stands for New Underground Kings, and we might
Okay.
do a second version of that. But yeah, that was one of the first legit videos I did. That was
Okay.
my first video. Yeah.
Yeah, that joint is dope. It's got that the Youngblood sample in there. When I
Yeah,
heard that, I was like, oh, I was bumping in and it came, I was, didn't know what to expect. Like I read your bio. I was like, okay, I'm finna get something pretty dope. And then I heard that, I was like, whoa, let me run that back. That's pretty hot right there. So are you and him still working on music? You said you might do another version of it, but are y'all gonna continue
Yeah.
to be a group or?
We're not really a group, but like when we do that together, we're a group. You know what I mean? So
Gotcha.
we work on music on our own mostly. I've been doing my own thing, he's been doing his own thing. But when we come together, but that's
Gotcha.
whenever, ain't nothing between us. It's all love. So whenever we ready to get back in there. But I think right now we both focusing on ourselves as a single. You
As
know
an
what I mean?
independent,
So
okay, a
yeah,
solo act. So, you said that your passion was acting as well, because I saw that in your bio. That was your passion prior to you really getting heavy into the music.
Yes. I've always been the class clown, always been, into plays and stuff. I did my first play in like either kindergarten or elementary. I remember I was Peter Rabbit, I believe.
All right, we back at it. Had some technical difficulties. Mr. Alvin G is a busy guy. He has somebody blowing up his phone. But now, so yeah, I was asking you about acting, because that was your first passion before you really got heavy into the music. And you were saying,
Yeah.
telling us about your acting journey.
Yeah, I was like I always been into acting, entertainment really, but acting was heavy early on. I used to do a lot of skits and stuff before Instagram was popping. Like I was
Okay.
supposed to be YouTube famous already. Like I used to do a lot of, funny skits, and that helped me dribble rapping too, honestly.
Okay.
That's what, like, I know I said my favorite rapper was Wayne, but I would say my number one inspiration to rap, which got me boosted, was, it's a white guy named Weird Al Yankovic. You might know him. You of age where he's the, matter of fact, our kids know him too, but they don't know him like the older guy. But
Yeah.
he made that song, White and Nerdy. That's me, White and Nerdy. He did that back in the day. He did Coolio with an Amish
Gangster's
Paradise.
Paradise.
Yeah, he did all that. So in sixth grade, that's all I used to do. I used to listen
Okay.
to him. I used to go, whatever new Boosie and Lil Wayne came out, I'm rewriting the lyrics and making them funny. And
Okay.
that's what got me to writing. I started making them funny, going to school, telling people, they would laugh at it. I'd come back home, do another one. You know what I'm saying? So that's what got me into, that's what got me rapping for real. But later I turned that into real content. But early on, I was focused on acting and being funny, you know what I mean? So I would do plays, do things of that sort. And then once I got older, I started taking casting calls to be
Okay.
extras in movies and shows. I ended up being on the DVD cover, and people would hit me up on time. Hey, I see your movie on the red box. Ooh, ooh. I mean, and that's what got me to move to Atlanta
Okay.
before music. It's hand in hand, but I was already coming back and forth doing TV shows and movies. So I was
Right.
like, I might as well just go and get out here. And in the midst of that, I started taking music seriously as well in between, But right now I'd rather push my music,
You rather push your music, man?
I'd rather push my music. either one will do for me, whichever pop first. But if I had my preference, I would rather my music pop before I pop in acting, because as people, or as a, I ain't gonna say as people, but as a consumer,
I got
we
you.
Kind of we accept rappers going into acting before we do actors going into rap. It's not many actors that switched over real good. You know what I mean? You got, you know, the biggest one. You could say Drake. Drake did it, but us as black folk, we ain't really know Drake as no actor, because a lot of us didn't keep up with the grass. You know what I'm saying? When he came into our life, we met him as a rapper. Boom. But when you get like Bow Wow's, your T.I.'s, your Ice Cube's, your Ice T's, and the list can go on forever, but they were rapping. We knew them as rappers first, and then they went into acting. But then a lot of people can't do both, especially when you come into acting. It's just like Hakeem off Empire. He really raps in the real world, but nah, brother, you Hakeem. You know what I mean? It's like, we don't want to hear that. No what matter how good you are.
What if the money right, man? What if you get like this said, bag?
If the money, I'm just trying to get out the hood. Whichever one of my talents make it happen first, I'm just trying to get out the hood. But yeah, like, whichever come first. But that would be my preference. That's all.
Okay. Okay, gotcha.
I think I can still break through both, you know what I mean? Like, Jamie Foxx kind of like, he that guy to me, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people would say Will Smith, he up there too, but Jamie is my number one. I don't like to say idols, because I don't really be looking up at people like that, but I admire his work and how he is. It kind of mold me, because I think we kind of, you know, the same. So he does a lot. He did the stand-up, he sing, you know what I mean? He did music, he act, he still do that. Same as Will Smith. Will Smith was rapping, acting, but Jamie really that guy though.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know, when you were talking about like doing the parodies and stuff like that and the stuff on social media, I started to think about like DC Young Fly, right?
Yeah,
and even
see,
though he's had this career and he's very talented.
The brother is talented. He can sing,
and that's crazy.
Dance, rap. And I listened to a few of his tracks, but it's like from the overall spectrum, nobody want you funny, bro. We want to hear you go, bring that in here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's what they want to see. And that's why I'm so careful about that nowadays. It's like, because, I mean, if it pop, it pop, and I just have to run with it. You know what I mean? But, look.
You just have to have something undeniable. Because I know even with Drake, with that Best I Ever Had, that was undeniable.
It got to be like that, for real.
So you wouldn't do a while and out. You would, but
if Nick hit me up today. Yeah, I ain't chasing. He hit me up right now. I'm sorry, we're gonna have some more technical difficulties. I gotta get that bad right fast.
Might not get you back on the line if you get that kind of phone call. Okay, so music is the passion. That's good to hear. So you got there's a new single that you have out now that you're pushing.
Yeah, it's called Boogie Down Baby, featuring Westside Boogie.
Okay.
I like that joint. Boogie, one of my favorite artists right now in the game. I really like his style. He's deep, lyrical, you know what I mean? Got bars, he cool, and he talk about women and relationships and stuff like that. So that's the stuff I be on. Sunburst stuff, you know, what do they call it? Trap soul type stuff, you know what I mean? As far as content. And yeah, song's hot. I would think so.
It is. It's dope. And I'm not even just gassing you. Like, it's dope. I was telling Tony when he first sent me your information, I was like, just the whole look and the way everything was set up with your bio, I was like, yo, the presentation is everything. And the first impression, I got a real good first impression. And the music definitely matches up with the presentation. So yeah, the song is hot.
Appreciate it.
The song is hot. So any upcoming projects you got?
Yeah, I got a what's today? Thursday, tomorrow, Friday. Got a tape dropping entitled Let It Ring. It's it's black history esque. You know, I kind of do this like every year since I've been last year I dropped one called 400 Years a Slave.
Okay.
But this one is called Let It Ring. And it's kind of It's hard. I'm gonna put it like it's hard. It's gonna make you feel something. I got some joints in there that's gonna pick up the room. You know, I got some. It's content. You know what I mean? Where some young folks can listen to, older people can listen to. I got one in there for the ladies called "Girl, You Black." That's one. That's I think that's my favorite track on there for real. And it's gonna be real decent. So that's coming out tomorrow. Y'all be able to get that at midnight.
Coming out
I don't know
tomorrow.
when I don't know when it's coming out, but it's I don't know when this video going out, but it's coming out on February 19th.
Friday, February 19th. Okay.
Yep.
Well, this video might be out after then, but I plan on checking it out. So thank you for letting me know
midnight.
That.
No problem. Midnight tonight.
So what's the what would be making it for you? What's making it and what's the end game, the overall goal? How does Alvin G want to be remembered?
Making it, well, I ain't gotta punch that clock. You know what I mean? Right now I'm an electrician 9 to 5. That's what I do during the daytime when I'm not rapping. But when I could just go do a couple of shows, 2 shows a month, you know what I mean? And I ain't gotta be, you know, hey boss man, I'm gonna go use restroom right fast. You know, I like you know,
right.
I like working on my own time. You know, I hate waking up in the morning and the first thing I say, you know, let me get the club. You know what I mean? I wanna wake up, be happy, you know what I mean? That's making it to me. When I feel like I can do what I wanna do, I can do other things to make people smile, you know what I mean? And I can handle myself and my family financially. But the end goal at Jamie Foxx. that's the end goal though. I want to be acting, doing music, you know what I mean, and taking care of my people. That's you know, my main goal. I do want to be like a, I ain't gotta have a notoriety, but I'm big on giving and giving back. So philanthropy, that's my thing, you know what I mean, in any shape or form that I can. So
gotcha. Before I let you go, you know, this versus thing is real hot right now with these battles. Who would you like to see face off against each other in a versus battle now?
I mean, I done seen that Gucci Jeezy was, you know, that was classic.
Okay.
I don't think nobody could top that for me because that's the one I was just like, the rest on. I might tune in, hear a song or two, but that one there, I was, oh man, every song I was on then. So it's kind of hard to say who I would want to see, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
That was too much for me.
I want to see, is the Gucci and Jeezy one the one you want to see just because of the history they had and everything?
Because of the history, and it was good seeing, you know, seeing that happen for the culture. You know
right.
what I mean? I still bang So Icy today.
Okay.
Like, I still bang So Icy today. You know what? For my generation coming up, give me Soulja Boy and Bow Wow.
Soulja Boy and Bow Wow.
Yeah.
You know what?
Soulja gonna,
that might work.
Soulja gonna take an L. It's gonna be like, you know what I mean? Because Bow Wow was in it way before Soulja Boy. But he'll keep up for about 10 to 12 songs, but I think, you know, that'll be a good one, though. That'll be a good one. It just depends on the crowd, who you playing. They both got little R&B tracks. They both got little, you know, the tracks for us when we was young. So I think that'll be a good one, though.
That might be okay. You know, I was thinking that we'll probably never get this 50 Cent and Ja Rule one.
That's another one. But, nah, I don't think 50 will do it. Ja at the point to where he kind of, he's matured past that. And I ain't saying 50 ain't mature, but it's kind of the thing of when beef is real, it's real. And I don't take 50 as the type of person that'll just let it all wash over. You know,
right.
I think Ja is that person where, hey, that's the past. We both, you know what I'm saying? I can let it go. Let's just be about getting this bag. Kind of like Jeezy and Gucci.
Right.
Even though Gucci did it in the end, but in the beginning, he was like, hey, unless it's about money, I'm not even doing it. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Even when he got there, he still kept it brewing because that was real. You know what I'm saying? That was that beef was real. It was a real moment in his life. You know, lives were at stake in both of these matters. And, you know, Gucci, he showed up. He did his thing. He was very disrespectful. He still, you know what I mean? Still did his thing. But he let it come to pass, but I don't think 50, I think it's even deeper. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Gucci would just like, give me a bag, I'll show up, you know what I mean? If right. it ain't no problem, ain't no problem. If it is, I'm still with that, but I'm gonna do it mm-hmm. for the bag. 50 don't need the bag, you know what I mean? He don't need none of that. And he just really, he with that beat forever. Once you in there,
you got the, yeah, mm-hmm. ain't no way to get out that. I'm surprised. I'm happy him and Fat Joe have been yeah. able to make work things out. But yeah, I don't know about that 50 and Ja Rule. But wishful thinking.
Yeah.
So what else do you want folks to know about Alvin G before we get out of here, man?
I got a tape dropping. Hey. Hey, 2021, I'm coming, man. Y'all just keep your eyes open. Stay peeled, man. I'm dropping a whole lot. You know what I mean? I got some surprise features. Like, I got a joint with Mick Jenkins. A lot of people probably, you know, mm-hmm. might know him. He's a notable feature. OG yeah. Bobby Billions, he going to be on the tape on Let It Ring coming out. I got some good content out coming up, man. I just, once I make it, you know, y'all, you going to make it. You know what I mean?
Hey, y'all, and it's recorded.
Yo.
I'm gonna make it. plug your social media.
Alvin, Alvin, 2_G everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, anywhere you at. I'm Alvin, 2_G.
Make sure y'all put them 2 underscores because I was looking you up and I was like, man, this underscore look real long. It must be 2. So everywhere yeah, is cool. Alvin, 2_G.
2 underscores. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, we're going to let you get out of here. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to kick it with us and talk to us about your musical journey.